Welcome to Two Travel Dads Podcast. Here we share our favorite destinations, travel tips, ideas for saving money, and stories from our adventures. Be sure to check out our show notes at twotraveldads.com/podcast-episodes. Welcome to Two Travel Dads Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Chris.
And we are talking today about something so exciting. We moved.
We did.
So we relocated from the Seattle area all the way to Northeast Florida to St. Augustine, and it has been fascinating, and we did it at the strangest time ever.
Well, we didn't plan it that way. It's just kind of how life happened.
Yeah, the coronavirus hit, and that just happened to be right when we were getting ready to move. Anyways, so yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. This is first episode of season two, because I broke it into seasons.
Oh, okay. Nice. Good job.
Yeah. Because why not? We took a break, so now we're recording new stuff, and now it's season two.
We definitely took a break. But so there's a lot of stuff going on, so.
I know. We've been very busy. It's true. Here we are in St. Augustine, Florida, which is the oldest city in the United States, and we've got a bunch of podcast episodes all about it and all the cool stuff to do, the beaches, food, all that. So you can kind of swirl back and listen to those if you like, but in the meantime, let's talk about moving here and why we did it.
Okay.
I'll let you lead.
Oh, you want me to lead?
Sure.
Why did we move to Florida?
That's the question that everybody asked us when we said we were moving to Florida.
Yeah. Why Florida?
And nobody said it with curiosity, like, oh, why Florida?
No. Why Florida?
Yeah. It was always really, ew, why Florida?
My answer usually is because there's so much, you know, there's so many different things to do here, and Florida's actually really beautiful. You know, fortunately, we've been able to come here on a few different trips prior to moving here and explore different parts of Florida, whether it be Daytona Beach area, you know, the springs, the Gulf side, and in each time we visited, we just really enjoyed ourselves, and there's so much outdoor activities, really good food.
And there's just so much more to Florida than everybody thinks. Like, everybody thinks about, like, Florida man, like the guy who's probably out in his backyard with a can of beer trying to talk to gators or something.
They're
like that.
Here.
They are here. It's true.
Yeah, they're here.
Yeah. But that is a very, very small percentage of the population. What?
Well, I don't know if it's a small percentage of the population, but I think that in addition to that, there's also, it's just beautiful here.
Yeah.
And before visiting Florida, I just knew that there were, you know, wonderful beaches, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't understand the difference between the beaches in Florida compared to California. But now after living on both coasts, you know, living in California and now living in Florida, I definitely prefer the Florida beaches.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I never thought that I would really prefer the beaches of Florida over California and Oregon. But, I mean, they're totally different, you know. You're right.
Yeah.
Good times. But, yeah, I mean, the other aspect of the why Florida was that moving from the Puget Sound area, which is a very blue area, you know, Florida's a very red state.
Oh, you went to politics.
Well, I think why not? So moving here, I really did not expect it to be as red and pro-Trump as it is. And it's so visible here. I know that back in Washington, it was visible in certain areas, but not at the same scale. So here, it's pretty fascinating. Our neighborhood itself isn't too bad.
I think it depends. Yeah, I mean, it depends on what street you're on.
The closer to the beach you get, the more Trump signs there are.
Exactly. But, and not just Trump signs. I've never seen so many flags in my life. Oh my gosh. Like back at home.
You mean like American flags or just holiday
American
flags?
No, Trump flags.
Oh, Trump. Yeah.
Trump flags. Like all kinds of different ones. Especially ones when Oliver's like, what's that word when it said bullshit on there? And it's stop the bullshit, Trump 2020. And I'm like, oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for just putting that out there for the kids.
Good times.
But no, there are flags everywhere, whether or not they're hanging off houses, you know, from, of course, you know, like hanging down houses or off flagpoles or from boats and from cars. Back at home in Washington, it's like, you see Seahawks flags? Okay, that's great. Like, yeah, you're a Hawks fan.
And that's just weird anyways, but. Well,
you know, but here it's just like, but they're not just like small flags. They're like enormous flags.
Yeah.
And it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
And,
so, I mean, explaining to people, you know, why Florida when you consider the wonderful kind of liberal, free-flowing place that Washington is, you know, it's there's lots of wonderful opportunities for us here, and also how great that we can help to impact the state in some way with our votes and with being present and visible for people and talking with people. Lots of great opportunities here. That's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, why Florida? When you look at cost of living in Florida compared to, let's say, like California, like, why not California if you wanted sun and beach? You can't afford California.
We could never afford to be as close to the beach as we are with the house that we have in California.
Yeah, but you can afford
Florida. Or even in Washington.
Yeah, even in Washington.
Yeah. No, so that was actually our big driving factor for moving to Florida, was the cost of living and the opportunity that provides not having a mortgage, because we were able to, our first house, we bought it in 2008.
Yeah, 2008.
Yeah, 2008. We bought it when it was the low point of the whole housing bubble. And so when we sold it in, what was that, 2016, we were able to really make an awesome profit off of that. And with that, we were able to sink that back into the house that we have been living in, or had been living in. Then when we decided to make the move to Florida, we were able to sell that house for a fantastic profit and then actually buy our new home here in Florida without having a mortgage going forward. So that's a huge thing for a family that's as young as ours to be able to live mortgage-free. So I don't know. Do you have any other thoughts on that? Or, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry.
Cut and dry.
Yeah. So, you know, mortgage is such a burden for so many people. Now we were able to drop that, which is awesome. And also we were able to find really our dream house here in Florida. I love it. I've always wanted a single-story house because, well, we're not going to be able to go up and down the stairs forever. And also the other thing that was always on my kind of wish list for a house was a courtyard, and we actually found that here, which totally bizarre, and it's not a normal thing you can find in a house, and yeah.
Well, especially not in Florida.
Especially not in Florida. There's a lot of really cookie cutter neighborhoods and developments.
Yeah, we were fortunate to find a house that's not in an HOA, has no HOA or CCD. It's not part of like a massive community development.
I was going to say, what does CCD mean? I forgot. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's
Community Development District or something?
No, it's CCDs.
CCD.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, no, so we were able to find a house in one of the, I swear, the only neighborhood in all of Florida without any of those community organizations, which is awesome, because, I mean, we've got a camper trailer, we've got kayaks, we've got loud kids, and sometimes it takes us a while to mow the lawn.
But we don't have a lawn.
Well, we've got that,
so that's
there's
nice.
That little lawn patch
that
I have to take care of.
Yeah,
yeah, no, so that was part of finding the dream house, and to be able to do that and be within our budget, and also we're only a few blocks from the beach, so every day if we want, we could just walk over to the beach, and it's one we can actually swim at. All that is just kind of bucket list home dreams.
Yeah, but what was interesting, though, is when we were shopping for homes in Florida, we did it all from Washington, and we actually put an offer on this house. I don't want to say not sight unseen, but we did a virtual tour with our real estate agent, to actually tour the house, and then based on that virtual tour, I think we did it through Google Duo.
Yeah.
She
downloaded it and learned how to do it just to be able to show us the house, and she's like, I don't know if I'm comfortable doing this, and she took the time to walk through every single inch and nook and cranny of this house, showing us up close.
Yeah, it was the first time that she ever did a virtual tour, but now since, obviously, that was right pre-COVID, I'm sure she's done several
more. Yeah, so that made it so that we actually could, during all of this, during quarantine and social distancing and all that, we could actually see the house in person, not in person, see the house before ever even arriving in Florida, and actually feel confident making an offer on it. Which then things started moving really quickly, and I had to hop on a plane like 2 days later.
Yeah, because then COVID was impacting everything.
Every day it was worse and worse with more restrictions. So we made the offer. It got accepted. I flew out here, and then Chris joined me. We had all of our inspections and went through all that very quickly. Went home and had to really get our
house
Washington
ready.
House ready.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Had to get it on the market because our offer here got accepted.
Yeah, well, we had been in that house, what, for like 7 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, and a much bigger house than we had previously. So, and then with two kids, then it took a while to just purge, even though, like, we are, like, you know, regular purgers. it's amazing.
We're not hoarders.
We're not hoarders. No. but it's just amazing the stuff that you accumulate and then just the effort it takes to get rid of it. But and it was really great. Still before a lot of regulations were put in place, we were able to take advantage of those buy nothing groups, which if you've never experienced a buy nothing group, highly recommend you find one if you need to get rid of things. You find them through Facebook. You have to request to be a member of them because it's very hyper-local. And then
it's very specific to neighborhoods even.
Very specific to neighborhoods, yeah. And then so once you're accepted, though, you can see what other people are getting rid of. You can see what people are looking for. And then it's also a place for you to get rid of things and for you to also make a request of like, hey, does anybody have an extra couch they're getting rid of or something? So it's just a good way to help people out. And there's no cash exchanged. So for us, trying to just get rid of stuff, it was amazing to be able to leverage that platform to get rid of things. And the other part is they come get it.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not having to go to a dump. You're not having to go to Goodwill. People are coming and getting what they need, and it's helping you out.
Yeah. It's a green option that is super easy, and it actually it helps you meet people in your community.
I was going to say, yeah.
We met so many people and met them multiple times and then started recognizing people.
Yeah.
All right before we moved. But so that was really helpful and important to us because we downsized from, a 2,800 square foot house to a 1,900 square foot house. And which also, by the way, if you're thinking about moving to Florida, people think houses need to be enormous. And it's really funny. Our agent repeatedly questioned if this was going to be enough space for us.
You must have a garage.
No. You need a garage. You need extra
room.
You'll
fill it with stuff.
Yeah, and it really is a different frame of mind when it comes to houses in Florida. So if you're thinking about moving across the country like we did, yeah, be prepared for just a very different mindset when it comes to houses. There you have it.
We got our house ready, and we were able to choose a great real estate agent after trying to find one. We realized, hey, our neighbor across the street, Jim, he's a realtor. Let's work with Jim.
Nobody knows the neighborhood, like the guy who lives in the neighborhood.
Across the street, yeah. And it was super great to work with him. And he even, gave us a referral for a landscape guy. He did amazing work and stuff for us to get our yard and everything ready. We got everything ready, got it listed. And I think we just had that one open house, right?
Yeah.
And then, again, that was still COVID. So we had Clorox wipes out and hand sanitizer and things to help people feel comfortable going through the house. And
we got in there right before, we had our open house. That was the last weekend that the Northwest MLS allowed open houses.
Yeah.
And so we snuck in there at that last moment. And thank goodness there was a buyer who was so interested, and we were able to get the house under contract really swiftly. And then as we were, packing up and getting ready to go, all of a sudden we were like, oh, I think we might need to bump up our timelines. And it was really great. Our agent over here in Florida, as well as our agent there in Washington, was able to kind of push things through and move up closing dates so that we didn't end up getting kind of caught in limbo since everything started to get very
restricted
and uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
Because of coronavirus and the economy getting weird and all that stuff, so
woohoo.
We snuck through and got it all, and then
we hired movers.
Oh,
I hate movers.
So yeah, we hired a moving company that I did my research, I really did, and I read reviews and poured through different things, and I thought that we had selected a really great moving company. It seemed like a great process until we were waiting for the truck to get there, and then it just kept on taking longer and longer and longer. And then they showed up without a full crew. It was just two guys, and then things weren't happening as we had planned or expected based off of all of our conversations with the salespeople who arranged the moving. Yeah, it was insane. So all of our stuff eventually got loaded up, but it took so long that we didn't actually get to leave to begin our drive across the country until the next day. And then even that next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, we were out cleaning up the walkways and doing repair work in the house from the movers damaging things, and they left stuff behind. They left our basketball hoop. They took stuff they weren't supposed to. Like
the barbecue.
Yeah. So it was just, that was all frustrating. And then when we actually finally did get here to St. Augustine, we knew we'd have a little bit of a wait, but trying to actually get any sort of delivery timeline was ridiculous. And it was, it ended up being 28 days.
It was a really long time. I mean, in addition to, yes, you're driving from one part of the country clear across to the other side of the country, adding coronavirus to it too as well. I mean, it was a difficult time.
Yeah, and so after, it was 28 or 29 days, finally we found out that we were going to get our furniture, which was thrilling because we'd all been like sleeping on air mattresses and in sleeping bags for more than a month.
Yeah, and like having tables that were like our plastic bins that we brought that were like turned over, and like a card table and camping chairs.
Yeah.
We were smart. We'll get to like the whole how we got a camper thing in a bit, but like we also packed essentials in our camper that we knew that we'd need, to function like in the kitchen and things like that. So we were just, it was bare basics.
Yeah, but then when we finally did get that word that they were going to be delivering our stuff the next day, we were so excited, and we kept on waiting for the driver to say, "Hey, I'm close by. And then finally it was
9 o'clock at night.
And they arrived at our street, and he's like, "I can't drive down your street." And true, it's narrow. We live on a kind of a circle, and there is a county ordinance that prohibits commercial deliveries, but
I would say it's more of like a big square rectangle, not so much a circle. I mean, just in terms of like shape, it's called like circles in our street name.
Yeah,
but it's not a circle.
Yeah. No. So anyway, so the delivery driver with all of our furniture arrives, and he's like, "I can't drive down your street because of this ordinance." So we researched the ordinance, and technically they could have, but you know, it was a big trailer. Anyways, so the next day it ended up being this whole fiasco where we had to like scramble to come up with cash or money orders for them to release our furniture to us, because they were having to do this additional shuttle service where they had to go and get a moving truck, and it took like four loads of them to get all of our stuff to us.
Everything from where the truck was to here.
It was just, they finished at 11 o'clock the night after. So anyways, it was a pain.
I hate movers.
It was just the worst experience. That was the second time we've ever used movers, and both times was really ridiculous. And this one, we ended up having to like go through a settlement process.
We got like $2,600 back.
Yeah, because it was insane between damage and delays and the kind of threatening us in the middle of the street in the dark in the middle of the night.
Like give us cash or money order. We're like, why can't we just give you our card? Like this is just an unsecured transaction. But you're also holding all of our stuff hostage. And then I had to go get a money order. And then so I'm like, I haven't had to get a money order since I was like, 20 trying to pay rent.
But then it was the wrong type of money
order. Exactly. Who knew there were different types of money orders? I guess there's a difference between a postal money order and a MoneyGram money order. Yeah. Anyways. Man, do your research more. Hopefully this helps you if you do have to get a mover.
And be sure to check out the show notes, because I'll give some more detail about the situation and what to look for and what to be aware of. Because it was a situation. Anyways, so that was a month after we left Washington. We finally had our stuff and we were able to kind of start life. But in the meantime, when we arrived in St. Augustine, everything was still closed. Restaurants were closed. A lot of national park or two national park sites were closed, and actually still are, months and months later. We couldn't really do anything downtown, which is a bummer. And the biggest thing that was frustrating was we got here and the beaches were closed. They closed the beaches like 2 days before we actually arrived, so we couldn't even walk in our neighborhood to the beach. We did a lot of Pokemon Go in our local neighborhood park.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And the other hard part was that there's a park with a playground, but we're like, no, kids, you can't use the playground. Like, nope.
Yeah.
It's a cool playground. But everything we were hyping up the kids for beforehand, like pre-COVID, about, check out where we're going to live.
And they'd been here. They knew what it was like. We had been here just a few minutes before.
But just not our neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
Or the house. But thankfully, what we forgot to mention earlier is when we were looking for a house, we weren't looking for a place with a pool. And thankfully, this house does have a pool. It was so helpful after we did get here.
And the beaches were closed.
And the beaches were closed, and it was hot, that we were able to at least enjoy the pool. And
I can't imagine living in Florida, either not by the beach or without a pool, because it is so blazing hot, except when it's raining.
Except when it's raining. But we knew it was going to be hot. We like the heat. So some people, that's the other thing. People are like, why Florida? It's hot and humid. We're like, yep. It sure is.
But I'll tell you, when you've had several days, like 95 degrees in a row, when it's not vacation and it's just normal life, it does hit you a little differently.
Yeah. And it's a different conversation now when the door gets left up and you're like, stop it. We don't want to cool the outside. Close the door.
Especially growing up in Washington where literally you don't want to heat the outdoors.
You're like, you don't want to heat the outside.
Yeah, lots of little adjustments like that. And gosh. And then the beaches opened. We got to finally enjoy those together. And we've got just the greatest beach here in Butler Beach. And if you check the show notes, I'll link over to an article I wrote about Butler Beach because we've got the most beautiful sand. It's white and
sugar sand. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and at low tide, we get these amazing pools that form the sandbar, and we've
got... Perfect for little kids.
Yeah, it's just, I love where we live, and I never thought this would be the life we have. And it's incredible. And on top of all that, we don't have a mortgage, which is such a huge bonus and is a stress reducer in life.
Yeah. So... It really is.
Do you have anything else you want to add about us moving across the country, anything like that? We've also got an episode that we're going to record next about the actual process of driving across the country and planning all that, so don't want to give away that farm yet.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like we've covered it.
Are you glad we moved?
Yeah, it's been quite a change. I mean, and also, it's not in the outline really, but for me, I was really lucky that I was able to continue to have my full-time job and continue to work out of Florida. So that's been an adjustment for me because my whole entire team is West Coast based, and I'm on the East Coast.
But you know what? What a perfect time for us to move because all of a sudden everybody have to adjust being fully mobile.
Everybody had to adjust to being completely remote and be on Zoom. And I'll tell you, nobody would know that I was in Florida because I could have just used a virtual background that showed, my office back in Washington, and nobody would have been the wiser. They would have just been like, oh, how's it going? How's Washington? Nope, I'm actually in Florida. Yeah, totally different topic. But now everybody's like, oh my gosh, people can be successful and effective and productive and reliable working remotely.
This world we live in right now, it's so interesting.
Yep, and who knows when it will get back to the way it was? I don't think it will. It'll be something different.
Well, if you have questions about anything else in our experience of selling the house, moving to a different state, different region, our mover situation, feel free to drop us a note or leave a comment on the show notes page. And stay tuned or go ahead and download the next episode, which is all about our cross-country trip from Washington State to St. Augustine, Florida.
Awesome.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
See you guys.
Bye. Two Travel Dads podcast is written by Rob and Chris Taylor and produced by Rob Taylor in Suquamish, Washington. If you would like to be on Two Travel Dads podcast or sponsor it, please visit us at twotraveldads.com/work.